And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. And we begin today in San Antonio, where a protest outside a Turning Point USA Women's Summit hit a new low. Demonstrators staged a mock assassination of Charlie Kirk, one of them in a mask of his face dropping to the ground while the crowd chanted that he deserved to die. Inside, Erica Kirk, who now leads Turning Point after her husband's murder, was heckled too. In her response, she asked the room to pray for those heckling her. One side plays a man's killing for sport, the other answers with prayer. Yeah, we're not the same. And that contempt isn't rare. Zul Muhammad, running for mayor of Carrollton, Texas, told a reporter on camera that no veteran ever sacrificed a thing for his freedom. He doesn't support the military, doesn't support the country, and looks down on both. He also forgot to mention he's a convicted felon, guilty of more than 80 counts of mail ballot fraud. The man who holds America in contempt also tried to cheat its elections, and now he wants to be the mayor of one of its cities. Corporate America wanted in as well. The meal kit company HelloFresh just ran a Pride Month ad so crude that loyal customers walked. We'll spare you the wording, but it's tied to dinner ingredients and homosexual activities with heavy innuendo, then added a suggestive coupon code. One mom said she was planning to order after her baby came to help out, but now she's not going to. There's no reason on earth that I can think of to sexualize a box of groceries. Now, on to some better news. For 2 years, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Attorney General Kwame Raoul warned that pro-life pregnancy centers, the folks handing out free diapers and counseling, were deceiving women. They've even passed a law to chase down the complaints. So how many came in over 2.5 years? Essentially none. And the one that is on file wasn't even against the center. The only deception here was the actual accusation. And while one side smears pregnancy centers, others want to help families. A bill in Congress, the Supporting Newborn Parents Act, would give working parents a refundable credit of up to $200 per child paid right after the baby arrives, not a year later at tax time. Because diapers and hospital bills, they don't wait for April. National Right to Life is behind this. And finally, from the Only in Japan file, the city of, I can't even say that, but a city in Japan with 500,000 people closed all 94 of its schools because one black bear wandered downtown. They even sent loudspeaker trucks through the streets telling people to lock their doors. One bear, 94 schools. Here in the South, we call that a Tuesday afternoon. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done on FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.